Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
These presidents paved the way for what Joe Biden intends to do this May. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, there were prior presidents. This includes George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and others. And this is what Joe Biden is trying to do, is follow their example.
Yep.
A bad one indeed, but follow their example nonetheless.
Yeah, President Trump got us out of the WHO, as I recall, correct?
He tried to get us out of the WHO.
He
actually took action
to
get us out of the WHO. But the World Health Organization, when you're in it or any other of those agencies, when you want to get out of it, there is a time frame. So President Trump indicated that we were going to be leaving the WHO. It would have become effective had he been inaugurated for a second term, into his second term. But he was not inaugurated for a second term. Joe Biden was inaugurated as the person in the White House that ultimately reversed Donald Trump.
And you've got Bill Gates as the largest private funder of the WHO, right?
Yeah. So, you know, this is one of the reasons why there was so much effort to get Donald Trump out, because had he been inaugurated for a second term, we would not be in the WHO. We would not be funding the WHO. We would not be a member of the WHO. So what has happened? What is he wanting to do? He wants to sign these amendments to the international health regulations for the WHO. These amendments changed the WHO from an advisory organization to one that is legally binding.
And of course, your WHO director general is a Marxist communist China sympathizer, so that also says a lot.
Yeah, so you're asking yourself, well, how can that happen? How can this foreign organization, this international body of agency under the United Nations, how can it can actually control the United States? What can it do? How can it do that with our Constitution? Does it not need two-thirds ratification of the Senate before this becomes effective? And that'll never happen. Two-thirds of the Senate will never give away our sovereignty. Well, you're right on all those.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a treaty does need two-thirds vote of the Senate to ratify. And when it does get ratified, that becomes an international law that is binding on the United States of America.
But it's all in the wording in this case, right?
Right. So what Biden wants to do is call what he wants to sign, not a treaty, but just an agreement. So this is how it has worked in the past. In 1948, the United States ratified the treaty that created the WHO. The constitution of the WHO came into effect. For the first few decades, the WHO focused on campaigns against tuberculosis, malaria, yaws, syphilis, smallpox, and leprosy. Then it created the International Classification of Diseases, the ICD codes. Everybody worldwide is familiar with that, because those are the codes that doctors put down on their billing. ICD codes come from the WHO. In 1969, the WHO unveiled its international health regulations, the IHRs. They were minimal, but in 2005, in George W. Bush's second term, he was a globalist like his father. He unilaterally signed on to substantial revisions to the international health regulations. Now, if you go to the WHO website, it says this about the IHRs that George W. Bush unilaterally signed on to without the ratification of the Senate. It says the IHR, the international health regulations, represent, quote, a binding international legal agreement involving 196 countries across the globe, including all the member states of the WHO. Their aim is to help the international community prevent and respond to acute public health risk. that have the potential to cross borders and threaten people worldwide. George W. Bush signed this. Why? He did it unilaterally. How could he do that? He did it because he said we already ratified the previous treaty, so he had the authority to unilaterally sign on to these agreements under the previously ratified treaty. Now, his father, George H.W. Bush, was part of ratifying. He presented a treaty to the Senate that was ratified during his presidency, George H.W. Bush did, on climate control, climate change. Then, when Obama became president, Obama signed the Paris Agreement, and he did it unilaterally without the two-thirds vote. That substantially expanded the climate treaty under George H.W. Bush. But Obama, like George W., argued that he had the authority to unilaterally sign because it was just an agreement, even though it was an expansion of a previously ratified treaty.
But you have to realize this whole climate change, climate control is just euphemisms for them to take control over America.
Absolutely.
And
when
you
go
to the issue with the climate.
UN or the WHO's website regarding the Paris Agreement, it will also say that it is a binding legal document enforceable by international law against all the member states. In a footnote, it mentions the United States of America, and it refers to President Obama. Because like he opted us out of the WHO, he tried to opt us out of the Paris Agreement. But both of those require a time frame for them to become effective. So the president opts you out, but it doesn't become effective until certain months down the road. He did that in his last part of his four-year term. And had he been inaugurated for his second term, they would have eventually become effective, and we would have been opted out of the Paris Agreement and out of the WHO. Biden re-opted us back in, so we're in both of those.
But fast forward during the COVID and COVID lockdowns, it really came to light what this whole WHO is all about.
Yeah, and in fact, even now the FDA, as a result of a settlement, has had to remove things from its website that downplayed and told people not to use ivermectin. That was a violation, and they now have been forced as a result of a court case to remove that. Well, the WHO back in 2021 and as recently as November 2023 has taken the same position, that you should not take ivermectin, that it should only be used in clinical trials. And yet ivermectin, there are studies, many of them around the world, many, many studies showing how effective it is in treating COVID and other related conditions, but COVID particularly.
Absolutely. We started talking about that in the beginning between ivermectin and HCQ. That pretty much gets rid of the COVID issue. It's what the hospitals were doing that was actually killing people.
Yeah, so imagine now how hard it was to get ivermectin in some of these pharmacies because of the FDA downplaying it and mocking it as horse medicine. You remember that?
Right, oh yeah.
Imagine if you had that same entity globally in the WHO and everything it says is not just advisory but mandatory. You wouldn't be able to get ivermectin or anything else that they don't want you to get anywhere in the world. You wouldn't be able to get it in another state. You wouldn't be able to get it overseas. It would be banned globally. So this is a significant change, and Joe Biden intends to sign on to these 300-plus amendments to the international health regulations that will change the WHO from an advisory organization to one whose directives are legally binding. That will also expand the scope of the WHO's authority to include any scenario that merely has a, quote, potential to impact public health. Public health includes anything medical or viral, local or global, abortion, LGBTQ, climate change, crime, migration, and much more. Anything basically comes under public health.
And Matt, don't forget about these so-called vaccine passports during COVID. You know, Naomi Wolf was one of the first to talk about, you know, this is about getting your data. This is about them being able to track you. It has nothing to do with a vaccine or your health.
Well, the EU already is rolling out these vaccine passports, digital health passports, in conjunction with the WHO. The WHO, under these proposed new documents that Biden intends to sign, will institute a system of global health certificates in digital or paper form, including test certificates, vaccine certificates, recovery certificates, passenger locator forms, and much, much more. You won't be able to travel anywhere, domestically or internationally, if Biden is not stopped. So go to lc.org/WHO, lc.org/WHO. There are several bills, H.R. 79, H.R. 1425, and S-444, that's the companion to the House bill. Those need to be passed. Make sure that members of the House and Senate are hearing your voice. lc.org/WHO.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.